You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today in The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what are particulates? Sometimes the term particulate matter is used instead. Basically, it means tiny particles. This could be stuff that's floating in the air, like smoke from forest fires, ashes from volcanoes, pollen from grasses, dander from your pet cat. It can be small pieces of metal in your car engine's liquid. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, describes particulate matter as either solids or liquids, and its size is about 10 microns or smaller. A micron is sometimes called a micrometer. For comparison, a human hair has a diameter of 50 to 70 microns. So a large particulate at 10 microns, well, it's small. Particle formation can be natural, such as wind blowing across a desert and scouring the rock and dirt, or it can be man-made, such as carbon particles coming from a diesel engine. Regardless of the source, natural or caused by humans, particulate matter, it impacts our lives. So much, in fact, that many organizations such as ASTM, the American Society for Testing and Materials, or OSHA, O-S-H-A, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, and NIOSH, the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, they've developed numerous methods to study and classify particulates. A big concern are the particles associated with air pollution from smog and soot that can cause breathing problems. The particle size for this is about 2.5 microns or smaller. When the western United States has heavy forest fires, the particles can coat the ground, making it difficult for plants to grow. These particles can be smaller than 1 micron. Or when a volcano erupted in Iceland in 2010, the ash cloud grounded plane travel in Europe for an entire week since the ash could damage plane engines. Much of this ash was smaller than 10 microns. The pollen that affects your allergies every year is smaller than 10 microns. And here's a family activity to try at home, but make sure you're in a well-ventilated room. Get a smooth-sided, clear drinking glass, a small flat plate, and some matches. Light a match, drop it in the glass, and then quickly put the plate on top to seal it. When the oxygen runs out, the match will go out, and you'll see smoke rise up from the match and swirl around in the jar. As the smoke mixes evenly inside of that glass, it'll be difficult to see the smoke, and you might not even think that it's there. However, lift the plate, and you'll suddenly see the smoke. A small cloud of particulate matter will rise up out of the glass. Well, we've just learned a little bit about particulates. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.